It's a chilling message for any business executive who might be tempted to play fast and loose with company finances. Professor Thomas Bausch teaches business strategy and ethics at Marquette University. He says Skilling's 24-year sentence sends a tough message to the business community, and he thinks little of Skilling's assertions of innocence.
I think it's a rationalization of some sort. Call it lying if you want, but I think he knows he's guilty. He may not think that what he did should be a crime, but he knows it was a crime and he did it.
Does this lengthy prison term and millions in restitution to Skilling's victims at Enron mean we'll not see a similar scandal in the future? Bausch believes that's unlikely.
The factors of greed and power and so on are at work, and we just have to be quite vigilant, and if people don't end up in executive positions like Skilling had and Lay had, people with a high sense of morality, something new will happen.
Bausch says most in the business community are ashamed of what happened at Enron and know it looks bad for them by association. Skilling plans to appeal his conviction. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.